Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
This is the DiPietro and Rothenberg podcast.
Yep.
Listen live weekday mornings from 6 to 10 a.m. on 98.7 ESPN in New York.
Yep.
The ESPN New York app.
Yep.
Or on your smart speaker by asking it to play 98.7 ESPN. This is DiPietro and Rothenberg.
Game one goes to the Knicks. 121-117.
Brunson, he's absolutely sensational is what he is.
Yeah, the 40 points are cool and all, but it's the little things that help us win games.
I mean, the combination of Jalen and then Josh Hart.
Hart drives inside the paint, draws contact, the basket is good, and the foul.
And Dante.
DiVincenzo, deep three, left side, that's good! And the Knicks are on top by three.
Yeah, it felt good. I believe every shot that I shoot is going in.
This is DiPietro and Rothenberg on 98.7 ESPN.
Strong enough to live without you. Strong enough.
All right, DNR with you, 98.7 ESPN. Within this hour, housed within this hour, is going to be little CMT. You know that the final question is going to be some kind of a pickleball question.
I hope so. I'm looking forward to it.
Yeah. It's going to be Knicks, a football, a pickleball, and maybe a hockey thrown in there as well. Maybe.
You're already here.
Column stinks.
Well, what do you want Dave to do at that point? What do you want him to do?
What?
We have the Prez call in, and he says that he just won $45 off Cullum, who bet against us.
Which is shocking.
And Dave's supposed to keep that information inside?
You could have been nicer about it.
No, it can't be nice.
Well, how could you be nice about someone's odor like that? Like, the odor was so, it was, Raymond, it was pungent. I almost, like, you know, and you're like you feel it on the way up. That's what it was like.
Maybe Cullum doesn't have anyone.
Taste it.
Yeah, but maybe Cullum doesn't have anyone that's close enough to him to actually let him know, hey, you stink. We should fix that.
Yeah, maybe I'm just that person that he needs. Like, you, what are they, like, tough love? He needs tough love. Cullum, take a shower for God's sakes.
Right, sprinkling some deodorant.
Yeah,
or antiperspirant.
There's nothing wrong with deodorant.
Something extra strength.
That's right.
Yeah.
You're already here.
Cullum stinks.
It's amazing. Getting back to sports here, because that's what we do. We're a sports show. Sports.
That's right.
I was watching something yesterday. And the NBA ranks come up for the series. How different these two teams are. Did you see this graphic?
No.
All right. So this is the Pacers compared to the Knicks this during the regular season. Opponents' points, Knicks second in the NBA, the Pacers 27th. Rebounds, Pacers 28th, Knicks 5th. Defensive rating, Knicks 9th, Pacers 24th. Points per game, Pacers 1st, Knicks 19th. Assists, Pacers 1st, Knicks 29th. Pace, Pacers 2nd, Knicks 30th. So second fastest to the slowest. Like, just how different. So one team is clearly,
right,
let's focus on offense. The other one is, all right, then it's going to be defense.
When you look at who won that last night, no, I know the Knicks won the game, but when you say the game was played at what team's pace, Indiana won that. That and the final three quarters especially, that was up and down. What, the Knicks scored like 39 points in the fourth quarter?
Yeah.
Scored, I mean, they needed each and every one of them.
Right. Well, you had the three. I mean, the three that we played coming back.
That was a huge, I mean, what a shot that was.
They had 34 of the 39.
Right.
Jalen had 21 of them.
Well, those are your best three players.
Here's some Jalen nuggets. Let's do some Jalen nuggets.
Okay.
You guys had already mentioned this. Most consecutive 40-point games in the playoffs. He joins a list of Jerry West, who had 6. Jalen's got 4. Bernard King, 4. Michael Jordan, 4. These are Jalen's last 5 playoff games.
This is in one playoff postseason? 40-plus points?
In consecutive games.
Consecutive games.
Consecutive games.
Jerry West had 6 in a row?
6 in a row.
Wow. Okay.
This is his last 5, because this would be, I mean, in theory, could have been 5 in a row. He went to 39, 13 assists, 47 and 10, 40 and 6, 41 and 12, and 43 and 6.
And that's insane numbers.
Yeah, and I mean, last night.
And what did he score? Like, I think he scored like 10 of their first 12 last night.
10 of their first 12.
Right out of the gate, he was putting the ball into the basket.
Yeah, here, this is a, here, how about this, Josh? You'll love this Josh Hart stat right here. Josh Hart in the last seven games has played 326 and almost, so we'll call it 326 and a half minutes.
So seven games is 60 is 420?
He's played 326.
No, what's seven times 48?
Seven times 48?
Right, well, that's so what.
Now you're asking crazy questions.
I can do that.
So I got it right here.
All right.
Seven times 48. Is
336 RJ.
336.
And he's played how many?
326.
Right. So he has not played 10 minutes combined. So he's not playing about 90 seconds on average per game.
Right. And that's the most in a seven game span since LeBron James did it in 2006. that's how good he's been or how much he's played.
And you need him.
And then Jalen Brunson is the first player since Michael Jordan to score 40. No, come on. That's a stupid one. And then the last one is, this is a good one that Raymond had. Jalen Brunson has scored or assisted on 321 points in the last five games. That's the second most over a five-game span in NBA postseason history. Trails only Jokic from last year.
And Jokic in this year is in big trouble now.
Oh, that team's in big trouble. Have you seen Minnesota's defense?
Minnesota's a real problem.
Real problem.
And you know what? All this, I don't want Karl Anthony Towns business. You know what? Maybe you want to revisit that. You say, no, this guy is a wonderful basketball player.
I understand
player.
That, but at this point now, I mean, where Minnesota is headed, I mean, what are you going to do with that team? I mean, they get past Denver, so they come up just short. You're gonna lose Karl Anthony Towns? No.
Well, no, I'm just saying, like the idea was that, oh, I don't want him. If he's available, I think you do want him.
I think you think about it, yeah, for sure.
I think you absolutely.
All right, here's the last one yeah. Before we were good. Players in NBA history with 35 or more points and 5 or more assists in 5 consecutive playoff games. There's 3 people on the list.
Michael.
Yep.
LeBron.
Yep.
Brunson.
Yeah.
Pretty good company.
But it's the best company. Yeah. The two on that list before Jalen Brunson are the one and maybe two.
And do you, you know what's amazing to me? I still, on a national level, still don't think the Knicks are getting the credit they deserve. I still don't think they get the credit they deserve.
How about Jalen Brunson? I saw something yesterday. I think they brought it up on, it came up on my ex or whatever, that ESPN came out. Raymond, did you see this? Fifth most valuable, the most valuable players so far in the postseason, and they had Jalen 15th?
Yeah, I did see that.
I mean, 15th on the list. Asinine is what it is.
It's ridiculous. You're not going to tell me any player was more valuable in the first round.
I mean, we have on the national show, right, here up on the TV, what do they lead their show with today? Minnesota and Denver. Like, the Knicks, it's tremendous the disrespect they get consistently.
Well, but you understand that, though. I mean, Denver's the defending champions.
I understand, but I would think the Knicks would be sprinkled in somewhat early in the show. The first full segment was all about that, Minnesota and
Denver. Oh, you got to get to the power rankings in the list. It's more important.
Lists are very important.
Very important.
Very. RJ, why do we never do lists like that?
You want more lists?
No.
All right.
I don't really love the list.
You just said you want more lists.
No, I was just asking why we don't. Right, I guess the reason is because they're not like that good. No, they're not that good.
I mean, why do we sneeze like this?
Anyone on the Pacers complaining
about... I'm going
to sneeze. Anyone on the Pacers complaining about...
What do you mean? Why do I had to sneeze?
Or you could just rank the smelliest people you know since you're going...
You're already here.
Column stinks! You know what? You just thank God. By the way, you sat next... No, I'm not going to say it.
Well, I mean, what are we doing now? You already said it. You already said it.
You know what?
I know exactly where he's going.
This could be a nice vehicle for a list. Let's just list the listeners and people at our events that we want to rip. You already won. You already won deep.
You're already here.
Column stinks.
That's one.
No, I don't want to do this.
Whoa.
I don't want to do it.
No, it sounds like you do.
You already did it.
It sounds like
you know
do.
What you know, but you know what I'm going to say.
Yes, I do. I know exactly what you're going to say, and it's wrong. It's foul. It's not wrong, no. But it's wrong.
Very wrong.
I wish the people could actually see like him in his mind going through this as he's tapping his fingers like, should I say this? I should say
it. Because I know I shouldn't, but I think it'd
be... Well, you already said Colm stinks, so you might as well just let's keep going.
No. See, you're the worst thing for me.
Why?
Because you push me to say things I shouldn't say, and then I get myself in trouble.
I want to know now.
I'll tell you off the air.
No, I want to know now.
Well, you have to wait 4 minutes and 20 seconds.
No, I'm a voice for the people, and the people want to hear.
Well, I don't think the people
just
can hear.
Just say it, please.
Raymond, why don't you say it? You know what I'm going to say.
I'm not going to be that guy.
Ray, tell me in my ear, and I'll say it.
No, you'll have to find out there.
You guys are the worst.
You'll have to find out there and break.
You're going to say it on air.
Once you tell me, I'm going to say it.
Well, then I can't say it at all.
Just say it.
That's the point.
Who were you sitting next to that stunk?
No. We
didn't necessarily stink.
No, he did not stink. But he was a mass of humanity.
Oh. Yeah, I know who you're talking about. Yeah.
I mean,
it's big.
It looked like you might have eaten a few people on the way in.
Yeah, you probably shouldn't have said that.
It was, let's move on. Might have been part of the diner party.
Let's... You can't get them started. Well, you can't do that.
You wanted it. See, I told you.
Yeah, what's that balls rolling downhill?
Once I'm unleashed, I can't stop.
RJ, put the leash back on, please.
Dave is king of, and another thing, like once you take the lid off.
That's right.
It all comes out.
Get the leash.
Put the lid back on.
Sorry, I told you I shouldn't
do
this.
Who's the cat now?
Let's go to Marco in Brooklyn. Good morning, Marco. You're next up on 98.7.
Hey, what's up, boys? So I got a quick CMT to open up the palate for you guys on CMT Tuesday and a quick Knicks day. CMT, Cuddle Man Trash, the best player you draw on to start your franchise with. Anthony Edwards, Luka, or SGA.
This is to start a team?
Yeah.
Edwards, Luka, or SGA? I'm going to marry Anthony Edwards.
Oh, yeah, I'd go Edwards, Luka, SGA.
Yeah, I'll go in the order you presented him.
Yeah, Anthony Edwards is balling.
Oh, he's outrageous.
I think this is the Knicks' biggest problem. I just don't understand why they can't fix it or what they have to do to fix it. They can't hold the lead for the life of them. They go up 5 or 6, 7 points, and it just goes away so quick. That's like their biggest killer.
You're right, and that was upsetting me last night. There was one point in the fourth quarter, I think they had like a 5-point lead, and I was like, okay, here we go. And they had the ball. Let's extend it to 8, 10, 12, and maybe, you know, get some separation. And it went away very quickly. That being said, Marco, that's going to happen in the reverse of this series as well, is you're going to get down by 9, 11 points, and it's not going to be as daunting as it is against other teams because Indiana just doesn't play that same level of defense. So it's going to work both ways in the series.
Yeah, and you guys noticed, too, the first three quarters, mostly, they kept leaving one guy open while they were playing defense. It was just always one guy wide open at the end of the play for Indiana.
Indiana moves the ball really well. And I'll be honest with you, Indiana, despite the loss, was better than I anticipated last night.
Yeah, I mean, they had a really good road playoff game. I think they played, for the most part, how they wanted to play. I think, unfortunately for them, is we had Jalen Brunson, who balled out in the fourth, and they decided they were going to go back with Tyrese Halliburton, and he did not.
He had a bad game.
He didn't play well. Had they kept T.J. McConnell in, I'm not sure the result is the same.
All right. We have to agree. We have to put some kind of time constraint on Omar in Brooklyn.
All right.
But what do you like? How about we do this? Every 30 seconds, we pot him down, we reconvene as a group, and we see where we're at.
You know what we need?
What?
I was thinking about this the other day.
All right.
Is we need RJ or Raymond to be kind of like the radio fluffer.
Where let him get it all out?
No, let him get through the small talk, and then as soon as he gets to the point...
He can't help himself.
No, no. Off the air is what I'm saying.
I know, but once the lights go on, now he just...
Well, we pretend
you get
like
all of Omar.
We pretend like Ray is the lights. He fluffs him up, and then gets him into a frenzy, and then pots him up.
Maybe... Ray says to, all right, Omar, you're on the air, and he does all his thing, and then we pick him up as he's mid, like, and another thing! You know, and he's screaming and
when
yelling.
When he starts losing it.
Yeah, well, let's see what he's got today. But every 30 seconds, we'll check in. Omar, Brooklyn. Omar, good morning.
Good morning. First thing is the hard-nosed ball. Man, I was about to call Anita on Sunday to tell you that I had a feeling that you're going to smash it when I heard that you guys smashed them. It was... You know, because I totally believe, you know who is going to have a big competition? You and Dave against Alan Hahn and Bart. That is the competition because...
No, we would crush them. We would destroy them. I don't even think they play, Omar.
Destroy them? And pick and choose. I totally believe that you could destroy them. Because you know what, Dave? You have the passion... And Rick is a hard-nosed ball.
He is a hard-nosed ball. You really are.
Okay, now my Knicks. My Knicks are hard-balled. You cannot have a great Josh Hart. There is never a player like I have seen before that means so much to me. There is not even one single Knicks fan that does not love Josh Hart. You are 100% right. He just... Everybody used to talk about, oh, he cannot hit a three. Now everybody knows the big time. I keep on telling you from last year, guys, that I tell you that if Brunson has given that pass on Miami game.
All right, so he's still going here.
Yeah, yeah, he's working himself up now.
Yeah,
this is what I'm saying.
You think he's
well? Have we brought Ray in? He gives up all the, you know, he gives him all the kind of small talk, and then as he's worked up.
Yep. Let's see where he's at now. All right, pot him back up.
Let me go.
No, keep going, Omar. I think it's great radio.
Okay, listen. Let me ask you, Dave. But I'm so happy for Rick and you that you thrashed.
Thank
somebody's,
you.
I wanted to say. I just have a feeling. I said. Like everybody was talking on the radio station that, oh, like Rick and Dave. I said, how come the Dave plays tennis and Rick plays field hockey? How are they going to just smash it? Like Anita is going to smash it? It was such a wonderful, I'm telling you, I was such a good feeling at the Knicks were winning and you guys thrashed them. That was a wonderful day. I really like you, Rick. Rick, I trust you as an athlete. I trust you as a broadcaster, and Dave, your passion for broadcasting, I love it every moment.
Thank you. I love every moment of talking to you. Thank you, Omar.
Nice call.
That was not
nice
bad,
call.
Omar.
Nope,
that
bad.
Was pretty good, Omar. All right, let's take a break. We'll come back more on the Knicks, little on the Rangers as well. We start to dive into another New York team who is rolling along as well. 1-800-919-3776. It is DNR. It is with you, and it's right here on 98.7 ESPN.
You know what, Dave? You have the passion. And Rick is a hard-nosed ball.
Don't be the guy with the t-shirt on in the pool this summer. Contact NJ Diet today and you'll be able to feel confident being shirtless after losing a contractually guaranteed 20 to 40 plus pounds in only 40 days. That's nearly twice as fast as weight loss injections. And without any of those nasty side effects, NJ Diet uses your hair and saliva along with scans to personalize natural solutions and supplements to get you to shed that fat quickly. Then NJ Diet uses your DNA info to make sure you keep the weight off. Locations throughout the tri-state area or they're available from the comfort of your own home with live online video consultations. Lose weight the natural way quickly and safely. Call 855-5NJ-DIET or schedule your consult today at njdiet.com. Get slimmer before the summer and without any shots. That's njdiet.com to lose 20 to 40 plus pounds in only 40 days. Go to njdiet.com and lose the weight for good.
Robert Half research indicates 9 out of 10 hiring managers are having difficulty hiring. If you have open roles, chances are you're feeling this too. That's why you need Robert Half. Our specialized recruiting professionals engage with our proprietary AI to connect businesses of all sizes with highly skilled talent in finance and accounting, technology, marketing and creative, legal, and administrative and customer support. At Robert Half, we know talent. Visit roberthalf.com today.
10 seconds on the clock. How many things can you name that are always growing? Your relationships, your skills, your customer base. How about businesses on Shopify? Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage, Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/network, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/network now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/network.
Now, let's talk about the play of the week. The pressure to follow up Hypnotic and Cognac, weighing heavy on the team. Hypnotic was in the cup, blue and ready for the play. And boom! Añejo Tequila came in with a smooth assist to Hypnotic's tropical fruit finish. Shaken, strained, poured. It was green and good! The playmaking splash shifted the tempo. Another great cocktail from the Hypnotic team. Every season is Hypnotic and Tequila season. Hypnotic Liqueur, Bardstown, Kentucky, 17% alcohol by volume. Hypnotic reminds you to think wisely, drink wisely.
Thanks for listening to the DiPietro and Rothenberg podcast.
I think they're listening to me.
They're everywhere, Dave.
I know you're here.
Catch the show on demand wherever and whenever you want.
Woohoo! Over here!
Just subscribe to us, rate us, and review us wherever you get your podcasts.
Let's play the other side of this game. If you were a fan of Indiana, their sports talk radio is probably saying something to the effect of, we got robbed in this game last night, right?
Yeah, I would think that the
officiating in the final minute of this game was absolutely brutal.
Yeah, kind of what we heard with the women's college basketball when it was UConn, Iowa. Like in that moment, biggest moment of the game, let the players decide.
Well, you had the two. You had the one where they called the kickball, which clearly was not a
kickball. That's just ridiculous. Like, I mean, at that point, come on. I don't care if it's challengeable. I mean, you can challenge it or not. Well, let's get the call right.
I agree with that. I mean, then they should do some kind of just on their own internal review. Like, clearly it wasn't a kickball. That's a bad call.
That's a bad call.
You got three officials right there.
Well, especially because it leads to Dante's three,
right,
which is the biggest shot of the game.
And then the illegal screen, I think, is another, at a minimum, very questionable call. It was questionable.
It was a foul.
I mean, I guess by letter of the law, but in that moment, you really want to see them call a foul? I mean,
no,
I do.
Don't.
You do.
Yeah, but I mean, that's, again, it's about, in moments like this, being consistent. If it's a call you made earlier in the game, then you have to make that same call in the, you know, in crunch time. If it's a foul in the first quarter, it should be a foul in the fourth quarter. If it's something you haven't called, and now guys are accustomed to, hey, this is how you're going to let me play, and then you want to make that call at the end of a game, and it's like, well, what the hell are we doing now? Now you just want to insert yourself into this game, which is what no one wants that.
But how often does this happen in all sports where a game ends and it's like, boy, there were just bad calls? You know they're going to come out with their report today that's going to say we messed up this, we messed up this.
Well, they already said they messed up the kickball.
Well, clearly they messed up the kickball.
Yeah. But listen, give Dante credit.
I give the Knicks a lot of credit.
For putting himself in that spot and maybe doing a little bit of acting. But I couldn't even imagine what the calls would be today if that doesn't get called or gets overturned when they review it.
Oh, the Miles Turner one?
The Miles Turner one, and we lose?
Then we would be on the flip side of that. How could they do that? It was close enough. They called it a foul, right?
Well, not only that, though. I mean, you're probably talking about the inbounds play, how poorly drawn up that was.
It was awful, that play.
Where Jalen, I mean, I guess in that spot, because he's trapped, he does the right thing, but it ends up hitting Halliburton.
Did they have timeouts at that moment?
And then hits him. I was just, dude, it was bad. And then, because now all of a sudden you're only up a point. They don't call that offensive foul. There's a chance you lose.
Right. Well, you had a 3-point lead with 30 seconds to go, and let's be fair, they are not great at closing games out. They are not.
No, I don't think they are, but I think a lot of that's because, I mean, they're really relying on the one guy.
Okay, but game 5 against Philly, they threw up on themselves. Game 6 against Philly, it almost got away. And game 1 against Indiana was unbelievably dicey. The last 3 games, they should have probably comfortably won at the end, and none of those games were comfortable.
Okay, but on the other hand, you could also be talking about the fact that Indy, I mean, they had a 9-point lead in the fourth quarter.
Right.
That they just instantly evaporated when the Knicks go on an 8-0 run.
I get it. But and you see what they're going to do. They're going to be all, I mean, they are going to try to, and I don't know that you can, wear down Jalen Brunson. They are going to be all over him every chance they get.
Well, for the last 5 games, that's what all these teams are trying to do.
Yeah, that's smart.
In the last 4, he's got 40-plus, and then the fifth one, he had 39. So, I mean, they're trying. I think the
question is, can you wear him down if you do it nonstop? Like, game 1, maybe it doesn't work.
All these teams are doing it nonstop. I mean, I think the bigger question is, because I just expect him to do what he does, is are you going to get the same kind of production and efficiency from other guys? Is this going to be one of those series where it's not, you know, it's not nearly as hard for Dante to kind of get himself into rhythm, which in the first game, it didn't feel like that's going to be the case. So if this is just one of those series where he has the ability to get himself in rhythm, you're talking about one of the best 3-point shooters in the NBA this year. Like, the defense isn't nearly as tight as it was against Philadelphia.
He's going to have much better looks in this series. You saw it in game 1. He played really well offensively. Really well. All right, let's go to G in Brooklyn. Hello, G. Good morning.
Hey, how you guys doing?
What's up, buddy? We're good.
Hey, so I wanted to just give a take on the Knicks. I feel like the physicality that they play with, it just changes the game. So even though it is a fast pace, they're running with the paces, but they're being physical at the same time. So the Pacers don't face that. They just normally just run. But now they have to deal with running and getting bumped and getting fouled. And in addition to those fouls, yeah, the calls are probably bad, but score more. Tyrese Halliburton can't have 6 points and then complain about calls. If you scored 15, then maybe you wouldn't be in the situation to get affected by a bad call. So I just feel like the Knicks probably will win this series in 5 or 6 games.
I hope.
Here's the downside to what you just said, or I guess potential upside for the Pacers, is that they're probably saying to themselves right now, if we actually have Tyrese Halliburton play the way, you know, we know Tyrese Halliburton,
we win that
play
game,
and then we get that kind of production from our bench, knowing that, you know, outside of Deuce, there's no points. Mitch Robinson's not giving you points on the bench. Precious isn't giving you points on the bench. It's going to be Deuce. That's it. What you saw last night is probably going to be the recipe for the Knicks to win.
That's correct.
Is Jalen's awesome. Josh Hart does what he does, and then Dante is kind of that second.
And you'd hope you'd get a better version of OG Anunoby.
And you will.
I think so as well. Here's Miles Turner on that offensive foul, late stages on him.
Just in my experience in this league, I think it's the best when the players decide the outcome of the game. I think it's unfortunate that, you know, it happened. You know, we reviewed it. They still called it a legal, you know, legal screen, but it's the playoffs, man. Like, I feel like DiVincenzo did a good job of selling it. For the most part, you can't leave the game to be decided by the refs. So we have to take accountability as well. Of course, it's right at the game. I'm a little fresh with my emotions about it, but we know at the end of the day that we can't get to that position. So I think the last 2 minute report, we're all looking forward to that coming out. You know, I think there was two controversial calls. You know, we had to use our challenge on one call, Tyrese, and then the kickball by Aaron Nesmith that was not a kickball. I mean, you clearly see on the replay. So we can't put ourselves in that position.
I actually like what he says. I think he sounds like he's kind of well thought out and appropriate, and he's right. If this was flipped around, you'd be furious the Knicks got this.
I get it. That's what we want. We want the players to decide. But in the midst of allowing the players to decide, you moved when you're not supposed to move, and Dante did a good job of selling it,
yep.
And the referee called it.
Correct.
And it wasn't like, hey, there's no challenge available. We're just going to call it like the kickball. This was, we reviewed it. Still a foul.
But you couldn't overturn that one.
You
couldn't
RJ
call
thought it was going to get overturned.
Well, RJ was wrong.
He clearly moves. It's a foul.
He clearly moves.
If you
moves.
Don't want the referees to decide the game, don't commit the foul. It's as simple as that.
But I feel like you could call an illegal screen every other possession.
I'm not disagreeing with you, which always goes back to how, as now in my sport, we always felt like in the playoffs, things weren't officiated nearly as tight as they were in the regular season. Obviously, you want guys more, like this is more physicality, all that stuff. But you would get a good gauge early on what was going to be allowed and what wasn't. Are they going to be calling? Like, is everything going to be called? Are they, so you would know during the course of the game, this is what's being called. So by the time you got into the most important parts of the game, you had a good idea. And that's all you want is consistency. Don't let me get away with something for the first two periods, and then all of a sudden now you want to tighten things up in the third period.
Right, you can't change the way you're officiating.
Right, that's silly.
Well, it's just not fair.
Right, but if that calls, I mean, if that's what you're calling in the first, call it in the second.
But are they calling that in the first?
Yeah, it's a foul. That was a foul.
Okay. And then the missed kickball?
That one's ridiculous. I can't defend that.
It's inexcusable. I'm just saying, if it was flipped, we would be up in arms today. We would.
Yeah, I'm sure we would be. But, I mean, we also, you know, we also would have been talking about the other things that happened during the course of the game, though, too.
Right. Indiana clearly had their chances to win. In the key moments, there was some officiating that went against them. But you can't deny it.
Right. But I think the main focus, I guess, for me, should be if I'm doing radio right now in Indiana is, what the hell happened with Tyrese Haliburton?
He was bad.
He's got to be better.
This podcast is proud to be supported by Jet's Pizza, the number one pick in Detroit-style pizza. Why? It's simple. Jet's is better. With the thickest, crispiest, cheesiest Detroit-style pizza in the country, there's no competition. Right now, get $5 off any 8-corner pizza with code 8SAVE. That's the number 8, S-A-V-E. Go to JetsPizza.com to learn more and find a location near you. Again, try Jet's signature 8-corner pizza and get $5 off with code 8SAVE. That's the number 8, S-A-V-E. Jet's Pizza. Better because it has to be.
Hi, it's Mike Greenberg letting you know ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sportsbook of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me, plus many more. From the playoff intensity to finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today. New users get a bet reset up to $1,000 in bonus bets if your first bet doesn't win. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Why did Danny know?
But now you have that built-in excuse, you know, now you can blame the officials. So why go after and other towns don't go after their guys like we go after our guys. There's very soft landing spots in some towns. I don't know that Indianapolis is one of those, but I know there's a lot of towns that, like Oklahoma City, you put a bad article about one of their players, you have to retract it. So, all right, we'll take a break, come back. We'll get to the Rangers. We'll get to the Mets. Yankees big series tonight. Somebody sent me a nasty tweet. How dare you say this is our big rival? The Red Sox will always be our big rival. Yeah, in the grand scheme of things, it's always the Red Sox. At the moment, the team you hate the most is Houston. All right, so we'll do CMT. We got it all coming your way. 1-800-919-3776, DNR, 98.7 ESPN. To hit a home run, everything needs to line up just perfectly. No different than finding the person you want to marry. When the time comes to propose, you do what Michael Kay did. You visit the engagement experts at London Jewelers. They'll make shopping for a ring easy and help you hit it out of the park. Let them help you pick or design the perfect ring or anything to fit any budget from their 2 by London collection. London Jewelers is committed to getting it just right. So visit London Jewelers today at any of their 7 locations, including the Americana Mall and the Mall at Short Hills. Mention Michael Kay told you to stop on by, and you will now get the very special Michael Kay treatment.
Thanks for listening to the DiPietro and Rothenberg podcast. Looking for more access to the show?
Why? Because you know why.
Follow us on Twitter, Instagram, and Facebook at DR on ESPN.
RJ, I didn't tell you this. You know what tomorrow is?
Wednesday.
Right. You know what significant day in my life tomorrow is?
Oh, I don't want to take it from you. I did not know this, but I want you to say it.
It's my 20th wedding anniversary. 20 years.
That's a gigantic anniversary.
It's a gigantic anniversary, and I feel proud of both myself and Sherry that 20's it's a real run.
Here's the obvious question.
Uh-huh.
I'm guessing you have something magnificent planned.
I'd like to think so, but I don't want to say it because I know she listens to the show.
Sure.
So I would prefer not to put that out on the airwaves, but yes, I have... the wheels are in motion, as they like to say.
So you said earlier, you're in demand for more lists now. If you had to pick your top 3 years of the 20.
I don't remember. I'm not even kidding. Like I couldn't, I mean, no, see, I don't want to do this. You're going to put me in a bad spot. I was going to say maybe like 2007, 2011. Those were good years.
Bad guy. So was there any point, because we do, you know how we do part-time therapy here.
Right.
Was there any point where you were like, you know what? I've been out of line. I better button it up or Rick Pitino might come take my spot. Or this whole way through all 20 years, you're like, you know what? I'm the top pick. She found me for a reason. And there's no danger.
No, she adores me. But I'll be honest with you. I think there have been times where I've not been the best version of myself. And I've been, you know, you look back, you're like, man, I can't believe I should have been better. I should have, you know, handled this differently. I'm not a great apologizer.
Did those years coincide with Giants picking the top 5?
Yeah. I don't know. We'd have to get into the analytics of things and see if there's a direct correlation between bad Giants years and not great, you know, performance for me as a husband. But no, I mean, 20 years, that's real. What are you at? 3?
Yeah. No, well, not even. But yes, 3.
So are you not a little bit impressed that tomorrow is 20? Unless I go home and she leaves me today, we're going to make 20 years?
Don't even put that out there.
Where would you put the chances of that guy?
I knew we were in good shape. Like, I mean, we have a really strong marriage, and she's great, and she's very understanding and very forgiving and just an elite wife. But, I mean, I'm impressed.
20's very impressed.
Long run.
I mean, look at what Drew Bledsoe had to say to Tom Brady a couple of nights ago.
What did he say? I didn't watch the roast.
Drew Bledsoe said to Tom Brady, there's a couple of things I've done that you'll never do, because they were, you know, the whole roast is talking about.
Right,
he
said the length of marriage.
He said, you'll never be a top pick like I was.
Right.
And you'll never get to a 28th anniversary.
Well, he doesn't know that.
I mean, he'd have to start pretty soon.
He's only 40-something, so there's no reason if he gets married within the next 2 to 4 years, he could make a 28th anniversary.
That's a heck of a shot, by the way.
I mean, if you're Tom at this point and you're single, I mean, listen, just be you.
You're taking the focus off of me, though.
Sorry.
No, we don't want that.
No, tomorrow, RJ, Raymond, Rick, 20 full years.
It's a big one.
That's a big number.
It's a big one. You better be ready.
What percentage of marriages do you think make it that long?
Ooh, it's a good question. I don't think marriages in general have a real...
I think making it the distance is like 50-50, right?
What's the distance?
Well,
till death.
Not getting divorced.
So I have some statistics.
You have some numbers?
You guys are great beacons of light, though, because 20 years, and Rick, you're for a young guy.
I'm going
guy,
on 15.
Yeah, married. You got a big number for...
15's this year for you?
Married, yeah.
Nice, that's great. When's your anniversary?
July.
Okay, good.
So 70% of married couples in the U.S. make it to their 10th.
70%?
Yeah.
Okay.
But when you get to 20, well, I'll ask you, what do you think it drops to?
55%.
Rick?
I'll go... So that's 70. I will say at 20 goes to, what'd you say?
55.
58%.
Both very close. Just over 50.
Not just quite, over 50?
Not quite 51, yeah.
Really? So we are one half of the good.
And only getting better, it feels like.
I think so.
So are you too.
What do you mean?
So you're all touchy.
Well, I mean,
it's good.
Why should I apologize?
I don't apologize. That's good. You can only imagine when you got her home with that medal.
That's right.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I'll take it all up but the medal.
A little celebration.
You can have me on natural, but I keep the medal
you
on.
You have to keep the medal on.
Yes.
That's a non-starter.
She's never made love to a gold medalist before.
Now she has.
Just saying.
Look at you. George Clooney, nope.
Nope.
No.
George Clooney doesn't have a gold medal.
No.
No.
Rick Pitino, no.
Listen to me, Pitino! You stay away from my wife!
Pitino, no. Yeah.
In an elite setup by me.
John Cusack? No. Brendan Fraser? No.
No. Jimmy Fallon?
Although she did date an Olympic fencer once.
So, come on.
But did he win? He didn't win a gold at the 96 Atlanta Games.
Was he good with his epi? Maybe.
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 Maybe his epi pen.
But you're better with the pickleball paddle.
Yeah. By the way, people now tweeting in. Alan, call in the show. They said that they would beat you guys. It's not disrespectful to Alan. I don't think Alan plays pickleball.
I think I know he doesn't play pickleball.
I think you and I would demolish Alan and Bart.
Well, I remember Alan and Bart took on Jay Will and Keyshawn.
And they got destroyed.
Got smashed.
Well, because Jay Will was an NBA player.
Alan, if I heard the story correctly, I think Alan kind of questions Bart's...
Effort
level.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, I think he had a motivator cuff issue.
Oh, is that right?
Wasn't really that interested in that.
So I am not calling them to the carpet, but if they somehow would want that, I would love
it. Yeah, but that's not our style anyway, though. Come on. We didn't say a word about this.
Not a word.
Not a word.
Anita owes it to herself and the fans and the listeners to call in at
some
point.
She should call in. They were minus 300.
They were prohibitive favorites. And everyone outside of our show, Grasa, and Joe Leo.
No. Grasa picked on Saturday, Anita.
Gordon Damer.
Damer.
And Joe Leo.
And our families. That's it.
Everyone said they were going to win the match. And it just did not play out like that.
No.
Rangers game 2 tonight. This to me, now again, as the series goes on, there's always, this is the biggest moment. This is the biggest moment. If the Rangers win this game tonight, now I could be wrong. I've been wrong before. I would find it, the way they've been playing, the home ice advantage, which obviously matters to them, they'd have to lose 4 out of 5 to Carolina. I don't know that that happens. I think Rangers find a way to win this game tonight. All you have to do then is split in Carolina, come home and maybe close it out in 5. This, to me, is the game I would have circled.
Well, I mean, listen, every game is going to be different.
Of course.
So, I mean, and I know it's kind of like the old cliche, but you've seen it happen a bunch of different times here where... Series doesn't start till the home team loses. So, yeah, it's important because the last thing you want to do is have, you know, Carolina come into your building and do what they set out to do, which is split and then go back to Carolina where it's a tough place to play and have the opportunity to protect their home ice. Do I think you can afford to take 5 penalties tonight? No, I don't. Power play was awesome.
Phenomenal.
The Panarin goal was one that Freddie Anderson, I'm sure, is kicking himself about. That's one that he probably
a bad goal.
That he wants to have back.
But I think there's the difference. I think that Igor is better than Anderson.
I agree with you. But also understand, though, this is not the kind... You're not playing the kind of team that even if they get down 2-0 in this series is going to think that there's any chance this thing is over. This team recognizes that they're going to go home where it's a really tough place to play and series is by no means over. So, yes, this is an important game. Very important game. But I don't think if the Rangers win tonight, all of a sudden the series is
no. I don't think it's over either. I'm just saying, like Carolina, if they lose tonight, would have to win 4 out of 5 against the Rangers. Is it possible? Absolutely. I mean, the Devils did it last year. It's a possibility. I'm just saying, The Rangers have proven they're really good at home. The power play is unbelievable, and they look like the better team in game one. If you go out there and do that again tonight, you know what? You kind of take a stranglehold a little bit on the series.
Well, not a little bit. It's a 2-0 lead. We just saw Vegas blow a 2-0 lead.
Sure.
So what happens? These are two really good teams. There's a reason why Carolina was the betting favorite to win the Stanley Cup.
Coming into the series.
That's what people think about this
team. Can you win tonight and split in Carolina? That's the question.
Yeah. Listen, if your best players continue to be your best players, if Mika plays the way that he's playing and Panarin and, Igor is playing the way he's playing, yeah, you got a great chance to win the series.
And let's be fair now. We didn't have this version of Mika at all in the regular season. Like stretches. Flashes.
Mika did not have
the he kind did of not have an season. Elite regular no. season. If you get elite Mika and you get Panarin to score, because that's been a big question mark as well. You know that Trocheck is going to be good,
of course.
You know Igor is going to play well. All of a sudden, I don't know. I mean, I think if you look at the Knicks or the Rangers have a real chance to win this whole thing, a real chance,
especially now with what's happening in the other series.
Well, I love that.
That's going to be. Don't by any means think that that's
no,
going
no,
to
no.
Be.
I don't, but. At a minimum, you got to figure that's going to be an extended series now, right?
You love the fact that Boston won.
Love the fact
that Boston won. And the fact that Swayman's playing great.
Love it. I mean, I would love nothing more than that series to go a long, drawn-out, physical
seven
games.
I would prefer your matchup against Boston as opposed to Florida.
I know I'm getting ahead of myself.
You are.
But you know what? That's okay. That's what we do.
I would pick the Rangers.
You would pick the Rangers to beat Boston.
Yeah.
Okay. All right.
There's a reason why the Rangers have won five straight. I don't care how bad Washington is. You won five. I mean, you swept them and you won the first game against Carolina.
The thing that I guess is good is they've faced no moment yet.
Well, think about how they played. Now, I can't say that Washington is a great barometer, but I could also tell you that to have the ability to match up against a team that's not nearly as good as you and kind of get your playoff bearings in a situation like that is great. Right? Like you go into a series where, you were saying it. Like there's just for the first time, and I can't even remember.
I couldn't even tell you last time I had no concerns.
There was no concern,
series.
No anxiety. So you have a chance to kind of get accustomed to what playoff hockey is going to be like. What's our power play in the postseason going to look like? Look good. How's the penalty kill look? Great. And then you see how that carries over. Penalty kill was awesome. Carolina's 0-5. Power play is a weapon. And Igor's playing great hockey. So like the things that you need during the course of a long playoff run, best players got to be your best players.
Yep.
Special teams is crucially important.
Huge check mark there.
And our goalie's got to be great. So far, so good. I mean, there are things that you'll see tonight that, like one of the things I think the Rangers have to do a really good job with this team is finding a way to limit pucks getting through from the point. One of the goals they scored in that game was a shot from the point.
Right. Their first goal.
I think it hit Lafreniere's stick.
Yeah.
Carolina's really good, good at that.
That's their game plan, right? They just, wherever they are, shoot the puck.
Really good at that. So that would be something that I would watch. And I would also say, as good as the Rangers' penalty kill is, let's not take five penalties.
Well, why do they
sounds like Rempe might not play tonight.
Rempe won't play?
Sounds like Rempe's not going to play tonight.
Hedl or no?
I don't know if it's going to be Hedl, but they don't really need Rempe. He barely played in the game. I think he played, 7 minutes in
something
the game?
Like
they don't
that.
They don't really need him in the series right now. This is more good. This is more. You need speed. Like that's what you need.
Okay. Do you? I don't know that we know or that you have any inside information, Raymond. You might. Is there a chance that Hedl's going to play?
I think there's a chance that he might play. Yeah.
Right.
I don't know if it's going to be tonight.
No, I'm not saying tonight. I'm saying are we going to see Hedl this postseason?
I don't know one way or the other. I know that Hedl's practicing regularly. He's not being protected.
If he's got
any
no
way,
jersey so, on, that means yeah. that there's a chance he can play. I think the hesitancy would be where do you put him to make sure he has the best ability to be successful?
Yeah, that's part of it.
Because you're not taking Winberg off that line.
And no. I don't know that Rempe being out necessarily means it's going to be Hedl.
No, I think it's going to be Brzezinski. That's who I would put in.
Yeah, that would be my element of speed.
Right, that's who I would put in. And Brzezinski's was good for you guys.
Very good. Very nice player. Cooley's a really good
player. I like Cooley a lot.
Blake Wheeler's back, by the way. I don't think it's going to be him.
He's back?
He's
Dude,
skating.
Sergachev came back.
But it's unbelievable.
Sergachev
hockey player.
That was the guy that was like, he snapped off into the corner,
he
right?
He snapped his tibia yes. and his fibia.
Back in 80 days. He was back in
tibia
80
fibia,
days.
Right? The two.
One of them, yes. There's an L in one of them. It's not tibia, fibia.
Fibula.
It might be
tibia, fibula.
Tibia and fibula.
Fibula.
There it is.
Yes. Back.
Because these
hockey
guys
players are
wild. It's
days.
Unbelievable.
80 days.
That's
it's
crazy.
Unbelievable.
It's that right. I'm telling you. It's that Russian stuff.
We're amped up for the NFL schedule release, and luckily for you, our teammates at Vivid Seats, the official ticketing partner of ESPN, have great deals on great seats with a huge selection of tickets to this year's biggest matchups. Experience every tackle, every touchdown, and every eye-popping play of your favorite team live and in person. For the best selection of 2024 tickets, shop now. Just visit VividSeats.com or download the app today. Vivid Seats, experience it live. If you could take in a game, a non-Giants or Jets game at any stadium in the NFL, what would it be?
Any stadium in the NFL?
I'd go Lambeau.
I've already been to Lambeau.
And?
Oh, it was amazing.
Now, I know you were in Lambeau.
I didn't get to see a game there.
Right.
So but you I got like the behind the...
Is that when you went to visit Notre Dame?
No. Oh. We played, when I was with Team USA, we played the Green Bay Gamblers. And because we were Team USA, I guess they knew somebody. But I got the full, like, I was Brett Favre's stall hanging out.
But you've never seen a game there.
Never seen a game there.
So I've heard the whole town shuts down.
Which is crazy.
Like, you could walk the streets and you'd be the only person on the streets when the Packers
so
are
that's,
playing.
That would be number one.
Is there a close second?
I like to see a game in Vegas. I heard Minnesota's.
Yeah, it's supposed to be nice. The Atlanta Stadium is supposed to be nice. But do you go for the stadium or do you go for, like, the history that...
Well, where else are you going to get the history?
I don't know.
I've been to Soldier Field for a game.
I've been there, too.
I can't think of anywhere else in the NFL that
Kansas
I would...
Kansas City? That's probably a cool place to
that
see
would
a game.
Be a cool place. Unless it's cold, and then all of a sudden there's...
I think you could say Dallas, but I can't say Dallas.
I want to see... I want to go where... I want to go to the Star and everything else. Ray
he
Blazers
does, like, the tour before.
Yeah.
Like, they do them all
it's
weekend.
His crazy...
Crazy cousin that goes off
to go shower with the players and stuff.
Yeah. I don't think we're doing that this next time.
But they probably asked you not to bring her back, I would imagine, right?
No, that didn't happen.
Please don't bring her back.
Come on. Yeah. You can't be in the locker room.
You can't. Yeah, she was on the other side of that.
Yeah,
that,
you can't shower with the players. Come on. Let's go.
That's right.
Get her out of here.
Did she say, like, I'll scrub down the players, Ray? How did that work?
Something to that effect, yeah, basically.
Didn't they lose her? They lost her.
No, different cousin. Different cousin.
Well, they lost multiple cousins.
They're multiple cousins.
Your cousins have some real issues, huh?
My family is a treat.
Oh, you know what? Well, I mean, I wouldn't mind getting the, like, the Buffalo tailgating experience.
That would probably
what
be cool.
What about KC?
I said KC.
Okay.
Thanks for listening to the DPietro and Rothenberg podcast. Listen live weekday mornings from 6 to 10 a.m. on 98.7 ESPN in New York, the ESPN New York app, or on your smart speaker by asking it to play 98.7 ESPN.